Show with Joey and Jackie.
I just wish we could all get along like we used to in middle school. I wish that I could bake a cake made out of rainbows and smiles and we'd all eat it, be happy.
She doesn't even go here.
Good morning, Las Cruces. It is 8:35 right now.
Okay, so we have our really good friend Isaac Rocha from Spirit of Children with us today. How are you doing, Isaac?
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Doing good. We're doing good. So you, have a lot going on right now because Spirit of Children. Tell us all about Spirit of Children.
Yes, so Spirit of Children is actually a nonprofit foundation that Spirit Halloween stores raise money for every season. We have the cashiers at the end of their transaction ask all our customers to make sure that they know about what the Spirit of Children is and ask for help every year. And so Spirit of Children, again, nonprofit foundation, 100% of what we collect every season goes to the closest children's hospital to that Spirit Halloween store. For us here in Las Cruces, it's the Providence, the Children's Hospital at Providence in El Paso. 100% of what we collect all season is made into one big check, and at the end of the season, we take that penny for penny.
So it's really cool seeing that, you know, how it makes these children, you know, happy. It helps them out in other ways too, but you know, there's been a few times we've gone to those events and you know, the El Paso, the Children's Hospital of Providence, and it was really cool seeing the children, you know, they're out there doing like crafts and trick-or-treating. Yeah, and all that. It's like a special time.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful time.
Yeah, so in addition to obviously making the contribution, we go and we provide costumes every year. We throw them a Halloween party. They do face painting. They include the siblings of the patients that are actually in there, and then every year a family is randomly selected from a lot for their medical bill to be paid.
Nice.
So we know times are hard, so you know, it would be awesome to help, you know, to make a difference in that department.
So you know, this weekend there's going to be a special event for Spirit of Children.
Yeah,
right?
So this year we're going big. It's been a little while that we made a difference here in Las Cruces, but this year we're doing a food truck event Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Indigenous Day weekend. We're doing a 4-day. We're going to try to have fundraising all during our business hours.
Nice.
So we have food trucks filtering all through. They're all local, so if you come and support the local food trucks, you're feeding their family and you're also working for helping a good cause.
That's really cool. And is a portion of that's going to be raised for the Spirit of Children?
Yeah, so the food trucks, we've left the donation amounts up to them. So whether they provide the signature dish for the event or if they give us a percentage of their profits, we've left it entirely up to them because everybody's on a different budget. So
yes,
we want to make sure that everybody's good. They're local. Some of these people just got started a few weeks ago, so they're looking to get their name out there. So come support these people. These people are pouring their heart and soul literally for their families, working extra hours and squeezing us in because it was super last minute. So it'd be awesome to see lines at their doors, not only for the Spirit of Children and the kids. This is basically our children's hospital, right?
Yes.
So without Providence Hospital, we would have to go all the way to Albuquerque. So for us, this is literally our children's hospital. So not only helping the food trucks inside, on the Friday and Saturday, we're having karaoke. We have a bake sale going on. We're also doing a raffle. We're raffling a $100 gift certificate to the Las Cruces store. So if you want there, and we're raffling a quilt with it. It's a Spirit of Children custom made quilt. We have one that's on display and we have the actual masterpiece that's being made right now. So it'll be a fresh, it's called the love letter. It's called the Millennial Love Letter, featuring the Spirit of Children colors, and it's got an SOC in there. So you'll have to check it out. Come to the store. We have it on display. Come buy some raffle tickets, support the locals, support our children, support our local children's hospital. All the things.
So, you know, not only during, you know, this season, you know, you're raising money, there's always money needed for the children's hospitals. How can people help out other than this as well?
Yeah, so you can come to our store. You can make monetary contributions. We're also doing a bake sale if you're a baker. You can bring some cookies, some cupcakes, stuff that are individually wrapped, and we can sell those. You want to donate some popcorn, some pickles that we can pop in there. Donate a box of popcorn we've been buying at Shamrock. The pickles, the same thing. Buy us a jar of pickles. All this stuff, the bake sale goes through the end of the season. To my bakeries, the ones that are just getting started, you want to get your name out and donate a few goods just to get your name out there. Bring them on in and we'll sell them for you, and everything goes 100% to the Spirit of Children.
This is awesome seeing the community come together because, you know, like you mentioned, a lot of new businesses that are getting apart. It's the community coming together as one for a great cause, and it's just such an awesome thing to see.
Yeah, it really is. When I learned about the Spirit of Children years and years ago, we really didn't take it that serious, but I've been talking to the owner, and she's been talking with the president of Providence and just the things that have made a big difference. Now, like the children that are going through like chemo or have to sit for long therapy sessions stationary, they have 12 virtual reality goggles for them to sit there eight, 12 hours at a time. They're working in sensory rooms for the kids that can't be with bright lights or they need padded floors. Maybe they can't be in big crowds where traditional physical therapy rooms are not good for them. Mm-hmm. There are also initiatives for the spina bifida patients, the children that are born with those birth defects. They need special equipment for their therapy, the quality of life. I'm a product of good resources when it comes to medical care as a child. I was 8 years old and I was diagnosed with something. I fortunately had resources, but there are children that don't, and it literally affects them if you don't get them the proper treatment at birth or when they need it. So the initiatives, all the money, again, is literally going to it dollar for dollar, goes to the children. The monies are managed dollar for dollar. There's a committee that has to get everything approved. And again, it's just so cool that it's our children's hospital and our dollars are helping our kids.
That's awesome.
Man, it's just...
If you don't feel inspired, I don't know what will inspire you. Help out the spirited children.
Yeah, help
and,
us out, guys.
Like you were saying, Isaac, baked goods. That would help out. You know, we have a lot of friends that sell their baked goods. You know, a few things donated for this weekend would be pretty cool.
It definitely will go a long way to help out. And, of course, it's happening all weekend long, the event. It kicks off this weekend, and it goes all the way through Monday?
Yeah, Friday through Monday, yes.
Excellent. And, of course, Jackie, you're going to be out there broadcasting
live on
Monday.
Yes, I'll be out there as well. Sweet. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. It's going to be really cool. Go check it out. Thank you so much, Isaac, for what you do for this community, for the children. And, you know, it's just awesome having you in here today.
Thank you. I don't know how it all happened, but, you know, God has his reasons for everything.
Exactly.
And we just appreciate you stopping by and joining us. And we do want to remind our listeners this morning, Hot 103.fm, we do have the information online. So if you have any questions, if you want to learn more about the event that's taking place, Hot 103.fm, just click on events and learn more about the upcoming event happening at Spirit Halloween.